Welcome, dear listener, to the CX Leadership Talks, where we dive deep into the world of customer experience management and leadership. And in this episode, I'm so excited because I learned something this morning that I want to share with you due to so many coaching calls and mentor calls I had. It is about the crucial aspect of decision making. It's the interplay between conscious and unconscious thinking. And yes, I'm drawing insight from Daniel Kahneman's work and from Thinking Fast and Slow on the System 1 and System 2 thinking. And I share some real life examples myself, but also of my leadership masterminds. Those elements that you're going to really realize and that you have those too. So how can you become a more conscious leader? What are moments and how can you put those into place? How can it lead to a greater success? So whether you're a seasoned CX leader or aspiring to take on a leadership role, this episode offers thought-provoking perspective and elevates your decision-making and leadership abilities. So, ready?
In the age of the customer, many companies and organizations fall short in meeting the needs and wants of their customers, let alone exceeding them. And it's time to change that. Welcome to CX Leadership Talks. Our passion is to be a catalyst for you and your organization as a customer experience leader to help understand, design, and improve experiences across the entire customer journey and the customer lifetime. It's time to spice up your CX leadership, and we've got the pro who's going to talk you through it. This is CX Leadership Talks, and now your host, Ninka Bloom.
You have those days where you're so aware of an issue, and today is that day. I don't know, but I'm hosting already for the sixth time my CX Leadership Masterminds. It's a half-year course where I help CX leaders for half a year implement customer experience management and help them spice up their leadership, become true authorities, create that CX story that they need. And one of the flows is the sessions. They have accountability calls with an accountability partner. They have pre-work, but also one of the tracks in the masterminds are mentor calls with me. And this morning I had four masterminds that were in mentor calls. So they have individual mentor calls with me. I have 10 participants and there was four this morning. And three of them, if I identified about the meta, not issue, but what could help them be more aware, it was to be more conscious. And I think for me, thinking back and looking at the sessions, I think it's about what Daniel Kahneman taught us about his book, Thinking Fast and Slow, about System 1 and 2. And I thought I'll share a little bit of that with you, because what is the value for you? Why would you listen to this whole episode? I think the value for you is that I'm going to challenge you a little bit. I'm going to challenge you being more conscious. How do you make your decision? I have three examples that you can put this into practice. So three ways that you behave that you can have more impact if you're more conscious or have more feeling of value or have more impact, and can easily also translate that to your leadership. So let's first the basic idea, because we all probably Daniel Kahneman's work. And I think it's interesting because there's this example when commuting to work. I'm going to read it that because I opened a website. You always know which route to take without having to consciously think about it. You automatically walk to the subway station or get off at the same stop, walk to your office while your mind wanders. It's effortless. However, maybe sometimes you're effortless. And I remember a situation that I have, and it has nothing to do with leadership, but it does have to do with how we are working in patterns and where you can go wrong. I was already living in this. I live in an old hospital in a loft apartment in the center of Utrecht. And I was, before I lived in Utrecht South, and one day I was coming back from a customer. I was already living here for a year. And somehow I drove to my old house just on autopilot. And that's interesting. And this is really what Daniel Kahneman describes. This is the scenario where you are in System 1 thinking. It's a near instantaneous process. It happens automatically, intuitively, and with little efforts. It's driven by instinct and our experiences. That moment that I was standing in front of that, I don't even remember how I got there. I just did it on autopilot. Then System number two is slower and requires more effort. It's about conscious decision-making and logical decision-making. Imagine I was driving to my new house and suddenly there was a roadblock and I could not drive up that. I had to really consciously make a decision where to drive to. Maybe at that time we didn't have Google Maps yet. How to drive, where to go, what were alternatives. The two different systems. And we often think that also we as CX leaders, we're humans, that we're being rational in our decisions. Because our system one beliefs and biases, they still drive many of our choices. And especially with us in CX leadership, we have many ways of how we've been doing and have been behaving and have been leading. But understanding this interplay of these two systems in our daily lives can really help us become more aware of the bias in our decisions. And I think this is really, I want to challenge you to make more conscious decisions, system two decisions. And interesting, what Daniel Kahneman says is the automatic operations of system one generate surprisingly complex patterns of ID, but only the slower system two can construct thoughts in an orderly series of steps. Let's do the theory first. Systems one thinking, the key terms of this. It's our brain's fast, automatic, conscious, unconscious, and emotional response to situations and stimuli. This can be the form of absent-mindedly reading text on a billboard, knowing how to tie a shoelace without a second thought, or instinctively hopping over a puddle on the sidewalk, driving home, getting an invite for a meeting, just clicking, these kinds of things. Automatic, unconscious response. Then system two thinking. It's the slow, effortful, and logical mode in which our brains operate when solving more complicated problems. For example, system two thinking is used when looking for a friend in a crowd, parking your vehicle in a tight space, or determining the quality to value ratio of your takeout lunch. And for me, in CX leadership, I want to challenge us to put time into system two thinking. Of course, I understand that the people in my mastermind, they have a luxurious position in that case because they have these moments of accountability with each other and these three mentor calls with me where I help them slow down and take a broader look or take a different look. And I think we need to do that much more. So automatic thinking, what is it? It's an unconscious and instinctive process of human thinking, and it can be used interchangeably with system one thinking. So consciously using existing information to logically make a decision. But also, it's interesting, maybe we could have the dual process model, a theory in psychology that distinguishes two thought processes in humans by describing them as unconscious and conscious respectively. So it would be interesting to use that. There's many automatic processes that have, when you go back, have four conditions. They're illicitly unintentionally. So you do them just because they happen. They require a small amount of cognitive resources. So for example, you get a project and you always start with the customer journey. That's the way we do it here. Bam, that's the way we go. They cannot be stopped voluntarily and they happen unconsciously. It's the way we do things. Controlled process do have intention. They require an amount of cognitive resource. We need to think. We need to change our way of thinking. They can be stopped and they happen consciously. So system one and system two, we get challenged. And I think we need to look more at that. So now here are my three examples I learned this morning from my masterminds that happened. So one of the leaders, a consultant, comes into the large firm, changing a lot of things. He's been dealing with this more often, and he automatically jumps on these working groups. He says, this is the way we do it. I need to join because otherwise maybe they go the different way. It's a process of cost cutting. And he has a team and he just jumps on and two people of his team jump on too. While we were having the discussion, I said, why did you say yes? Yeah, that's the way we do it. I said, but did you have a moment to think of different scenarios? Because this is what I want CX leaders to do, to think in scenarios instead of having this automatic repeat system one, this is the way I do it. What are options you have? What are scenarios you have? And I think putting system two into place and put it into work, thinking about scenarios. So I challenged him, okay, so this is happening. What could you do? So option one, scenario one, is you join the teams and you start working. What's option two? He says that I don't join. In a year or a year and a half, they'll be gone. So I could still go just run my own programs and not join them. okay, what could be another subject or another scenario that you can use? Maybe you can make even a more conscious decision and put it into your strategies of your team to say, we can contribute with three people to the consultant track and get like, well, one of their values is, let's frame it, customer craziness, and we add to that. And that always also means, if you put it like that, you get the leadership credits for it. So I want to challenge you how you take on projects that just come along. What do you say yes to? How do they fit into your project? How do they fit into your year program and your year plan? Be more conscious of what you say yes or no to. It is something that I know that many CX leaders struggle with. We're asked for so many. We get so many emails. It doesn't mean you have to answer everything. You have to be nice. Being nice is always good. But you have a certain leadership role that you need to deliver successes. And that should not be always disturbed by others. Be more conscious on projects you take on because you want to be sure that it delivers the success you want. Suggestion one, where you can put more conscious thinking, system two thinking in, is the project you take on. Now, let's take a second of the mentor conversations I had. This is about a situation where within an organization, a tool is bought to use for customer journey orchestration. And it's very interesting, how does the CX leader engage all the others? Because not everybody is enthusiastic. Could also be about your NPS program, could be about everything actually. Then what I see often is that we have a logical pattern of how we approach it. We do a kickoff session. We say, this is the methodology we use. Then we start training people. The normal, our system one way of working. This is our rollout. This is how we do it. Take a moment, shift on system number two, and see what are scenarios that I could also get this working. Maybe I first start with one team. In the masterclass, we use the French garden and English garden approach. That might be an interesting topic for another podcast, by the way. But being in the English garden approach, much more the agile approach, what if you will first start with one team? So take a year and then first go one team, get the enthusiastic, get that flow of energy. I call it the flow of energy. Those teams that are enthusiastic, that you don't have to really push them, but they pull it forwards, that you get the enthusiasts, the flow of energy. I think there are so many ways to reach your goal, and especially on your stakeholder management, your approach. Should you do it large with a large kickoff where the CEO is present, or should you just do it small and engage others? Try to at least draft three or four scenarios. Three is most easy, four is challenging. How could I approach it? And what is the success I want? Put system two into place and draw it out. It really works out. You could do it with a stakeholder map. What's also interesting is just what kind of scenarios do I have to move this project forward? Small, large, engage everybody, just work with the energy, the coalition of the willing. Should I even pass some leaders and just put it top down? There's so many ways to approach it. And if you first look at the scenarios, then you can consciously, system two, pick one you're going to try out. And if it doesn't work, you have even more scenarios there. Hey, how about that? Then the third example that I want to share with you is about, a lot of people have a way of working, but I often really miss that they've put their way of working into a good storyline, in an approach. And I think it's really good to have a look at several models that are used within our profession or in bigger ones. So you could either, I think SWOT is often used very well. So imagine the CX leader that has a way of working but still struggles to get real buy-in and is not always seen as a leader. How can you put your methodology and give it more weight? To consciously use a couple of models. This is the step plan. For example, what I love, there's of course our CXPA model, but it's a really internal model. What I really love is, for example, a CX strategy that drives around voice of the customer journeys and culture. Real easy, and you can plot your projects behind it. For example, when you're working on closing the loop, I like the signals to action approach from Adaya. A great model that you can use and you can others understand models. There's so many models that you can use. So when you do closing the loop, use the signals to action approach. When we look journey mapping or design thinking, you used a double diamond. This is our way of working, an accredited way of working. It helps others understand what you do, and you can say we're now in this phase of where we're at. Take people along, not just in the here and now, but also what you're working on now, what you're going to work on the next 3 months, then the quarter after that. I really want to challenge you to take some time to put it into wording what you do, because it will help others, and not just what you do, but also the results you're going to get. This really has to put system two into thinking, make it really conscious. An assignment I gave once to one of the masterminds was because that person was a little bit struggling of how do I tell others what I'm doing? I said, okay, imagine the next half year you're going on holiday and you need to hire a consultant that's going to replace you. Write down what you want that person to do and what results you want in the end. Sometimes it helps to look at things from a different perspective, right? When I look at my time at KPN, when I was the CX leader at the Dutch incumbent telco, I had my CX strategy that ranged around voice of the customer, brand delivery in the customer journey, and the third one was CX culture. But it also really helped that I could say, this is what my people are doing. This is where we're heading. People like a consistent model that also has a great visual behind it, of course. So take some time to put it into writing and use, of course, the words that resonate with you inside your organization. So what I've seen with so many CX leaders is that we have an approach that we just undertake. It's also in the way we communicate. So I'm going to do another session on that, but it's really, what is our approach in communication? Do we always have to sell our story? Do we have to have a feeling that we convince people, especially when you look at the approach, or do we also have a pull strategy? I want you to take a moment at least every month, but it would be great to take that every week to see where you maybe are doing unconscious things that you're not aware of, taking on projects, looking at your approach and looking at your models, that you have to put your system two into place. And what will it bring you? Of course, I think that is a very valid question. I think it will bring you some great stuff. First of all, I think you will have a better choice of the routes and have more success in a shorter time. That is one. Number two is when you choose consciously, it gives value for yourself. You can also think how to frame it in a better way, how to do your storytelling in a better way. I think you'll be more recognized and get more results. So doing elements consciously and also maybe saying no now and then really helps you to stand tall, to deliver better results, because if you're all over the place, you're not going to get your results. So my idea for this week is to be more conscious and to do what our friend Daniel Kahneman, unfortunately he passed away, but our thought leader in the field, put your system to on now and then and do that consciously, put time in your agenda. Well, thank you so much for listening with me. This is a shorter session. I just want to give you some thoughts, some ideas that come from my daily CX leadership practice. And I think it's great to be able to share this with you. Know that I love it if you'll share the podcast or give it some love. If you love it, give it your heart or your thumbs up. And of course, if you have any questions for me, let them know in the comments and reach out to me if you want to know more how I could help you out. And for now, wishing you a fabulous day and saying bye-bye from the Netherlands.
You've been listening to CX Leadership Talks. Ninka is a customer experience speaker and educator. She has written books and spoken and educated leaders all around the world. She's one of the global thought leaders in the field. We hope you've enjoyed this show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you can also find us on YouTube and LinkedIn and ninkabloom.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on CX Leadership Talks.